Chapter 51. Kylar opened his eyes in darkness. His whole body ached, but he knew where he was instantly. Nothing else had the sewage and rotten eggs smell of the maw. They'd put him in one of the nobles' cells. He wouldn't have been surprised to find himself in the hole. Or dead. He was glad they hadn't killed him. It would be better for Logan if there was a trial first.
I must have been twice your age when I killed my first queen.
A familiar voice said.
Of course. I didn't make such a damn mess of it.
Durzo?
Kylar sat up, but the man squatting on his heels across from him was unfamiliar. The laugh wasn't.
I'm going by Devi now.
The voice took on a tonal accent.
Deviri Amen Kob Rumezi Wakazari, I have the honor to be.
Durzo's voice came back as he said,
They used to call me the Ghost of the Steps, or a Breath in the Typhoon.
Durzo? Is that an illusion?
Call it advanced body magic. It was one of the things I was going to teach you if you hadn't developed your talents a damn slow.
We've only got a few minutes. All the guards down here are honest, if you can believe it. And your trial's going on as we speak.
Already?
Your pal the king seems to have high esteem for your powers. Almost accurately high. They drugged you. You've been unconscious for a week.
Logan's the king?
Without opposition. He and Duke Wesseros are presiding over the trial. It's too bad you're missing it. You'd be amazed at what Guinevere can get witnesses to say.
Mama Kay's on trial?
Kylar asked. He was still off balance. He couldn't place things. It was unreal to be talking with Durzo.
No. But what she's doing is making sure the witnesses bring up Terra's indiscretions as many times as possible. The honorable judges are trying to quell the rumors, but Mama Kay's already won. No one thinks you killed a saint. That helps Logan. But you still killed a queen in plain sight of 18 people. Logan wants to give you a nobleman's death, but they've already heard testimony that you're not a Stern. The Sterns were pretty adamant about that, go figure. And some lady who sat next to you at the coronation says you turned down the Drake's adoption. He gave you the rings and you refused to put them on. So you're looking at the wheel. I did that once. It's a real shitty way to die. Especially for someone who heals as fast as we do.
You came back,
Kylar said. You gave me retribution. Again. Durzo shrugged, as if it were nothing. He reached for a pouch, then stopped himself.
You put Philo Dunamos on the crown?
Kylar nodded.
You wonder why it didn't work?
Someone cleaned it off. The laundress swears she dumped some cleaning rags into the water and boom! There was a fire. No one believes her. She lost an arm and her job. Kylar's stomach turned. He'd nearly killed an innocent. Again. What could a one-armed laundress do?
So, Durzo said. Time's wasting. You want to live or die?
I'll take any way out that doesn't make Logan look complicit or weak.
At Durzo's grimace, he said, And don't tell me you wouldn't give your life for a friend. I know better. Durzo grimaced again and stood.
You're the damnedest kid I ever met. Good luck.
Master, wait. Am I doing the right thing?
Kylar asked. Durzo stopped, and when he turned, there was a smile on his face. It was a rare sight.
It's a gamble, kid. You always put your money on your friends. It's something I admire about you.
Then he was gone. Kylar shook his head. How had he gotten himself into this? 6 royal guards arrived soon thereafter. None of them looked happy. But while 2 of them had the cautious air of professionals, the other 4 seemed either nervous or angry, or both.
One of the angry ones pulled Kylar to his feet. Kylar was, he noticed now, manacled to the wall, and still wearing the clothing he'd worn the night of the coronation. They'd been nice clothes a week ago. His and Terra's dried blood made the front stiff and reeking.
"So you're the big wet boy," the gap-toothed guard sneered. "You don't look so tough when you don't have a helpless woman shielding you."
"Sorry I made you look bad," Kylar said. Gaptooth hit him in the stomach. "Please don't hit me again," Kylar said.
"You didn't make us look bad, you murdering bastard."
The captain said,
"Don't be an asshole, Lou, of course he did." "Upstairs, they're making him sound like a god. Wet boy this, wet boy that, look at him. He ain't nothing."
Lou casually backhanded Kylar.
"Lou, I..."
The captain cut off as Kylar disappeared. One by one, the guards realized Kylar had vanished. There was dead silence for a moment. Then it was broken by the clang of manacles hitting the stone floor.
"Where the hell?" "Sir, he's gone!" "Block the door! Block the..."
The cell door slammed closed with all the guards inside. The lock clicked. Kylar reappeared outside, grinning. He waved the captain's keys at them.
"That didn't just happen," one of them said. "Tell me that didn't just happen."
Another cursed under his breath. The rest still looked like they couldn't believe it. "Captain," Kylar said, "will you please ask Lou not to strike me?" The captain wet his lips.
"Lou?" "Yes, sir. Right, sir."
Lou met Kylar's gaze and quickly looked away. Kylar opened the cell door, and the men shuffled out sheepishly.
"Should I,
Lou asked, holding up the broken manacles. The captain swallowed.
If you don't mind, Master, Kage?"
Kylar put his wrists together. They put the manacles on him and walked out of the dungeons. No one said a word. No one laid a hand on him, either.